Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. The
still working on getting old boy connected on the video stream, which, hey, I had big tech issues myself yesterday. I wasn't ready to complain about them, but he's going to do that today edition. The Jesse went out to dinner last night with a fan, man of the people. Can't wait to find out who it was and what he learned edition. The did you hear this on Friday, because we didn't get time to get to it yesterday, reliving Squat Fest 2024 edition. And the if we get Tausch on this video stream at some point, he's going to tell us about his frustrations with big tech. I'm having some issues cell phone related. And who do I think of immediately when I have them? Old boy edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios in that narrow up close three shot on our video stream.
Yeah, how did that get reviewed yesterday, Jesse? People excited about that, or is it
mixed reviews? Mixed reviews. I think today we'll use it today. We'll see if we can work some things through, and then we'll reassess where we're at.
I'm scrambling a little bit.
Take the holiday.
Scrambling, but I think was there like a reboot of the computer system? So I am super fish conscious.
Phobic.
I ain't clicking on no links. Okay?
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, by the way.
We get trained to not click on a bunch of junk links. And yeah. I've gotten pretty good at it. I think early on in the email days of this company and this show, I was more of a trusting fella.
Mm.
No more.
Nigerian princes.
If I ain't dead set certain, I just don't open it and I don't click. And Jesse said, hey, I think there's...
Wait a minute.
I think there's something to be said. I think we had to do something today. I didn't, and that's why I struggled to get on this video screen early.
Did they send out these phishing, like, quizzes, these tests, like the company sends them out, and then you've got to write. Yeah. So you're not identifying them even, you're just deleting them.
No, I do the, well, I do the training, but I'm saying.
No, not the training. They will send like our new.
No, I just don't click.
Okay.
I don't do anything.
So the fantastic Danny Zederman is going to be overseeing our show. And I have now been getting phishing emails that claim to be him that are sent by the company to test my acumen at figuring out it's a phishing email.
Oh, so the company sends really those. Danny. That's not coming from fake Danny's.
That's coming from. And so then you click phishing alert, and they say, "Do you want to mark this as a phishing expedition or whatever they ask?"
Oh,
and I say yes.
So question: if you don't do that, is that why I keep getting all these added training?
Could be.
Yeah, you gotta mark it as phishing. You can't just delete it.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they want to know that you're savvy.
You're a good teammate, aren't you?
I ain't clicking on those. I'm steering clear. Why would I want to add that into my arsenal? I don't want to click on fish. Okay?
No, you're not clicking.
I
want to
go out on
fish.
Lake Michigan and fish. Yeah. I'm not alerting anything.
Good one.
I'm avoiding and not clicking. I'm not clicking on any links. I'm deleting and getting out of there.
Okay.
Okay,
so what they want from you,
right.
What our IT people want from you is to not delete it. Also, don't click the link that's embedded in there or try to download that, because then you're in trouble. Then they know that you're an idiot.
Why would we be doing that?
Because they want to make sure that you're on top of your anti-phishing game.
That explains a lot.
I'm glad I got the opportunity to explain this to you. It's an in-house test to see if you're savvy enough to A, not click the link or download the attachment, and then B, mark it as a phishing attempt so they know that they're trying to trick you into falling for a phishing scam.
So fair enough, because I think I get a lot of added training notes, and that's the reason.
Could just be that you're not doing them, because I haven't done mine either. I'm like three behind.
Well, why aren't you doing your trainings?
I mean, we do them. We do the
eventually.
Training, so.
Training's important. Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Good news, Jesse. I don't need you for that thing. I finally found my book. Lapella Reads. We're good.
Oh, no.
I have to find the best. So here's the deal. I need to find the best one because we also record for commercials on WTMJ and here. And the one I get, the one that they gave me is like the generic script form, which I always ad lib and try to put my own flair to it. Wasn't very funny, according to y'all. Y'all didn't like it.
It
right?
was poorly
and it's
delivered.
The 2nd of July.
Yeah.
Poorly delivered.
Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. Shake and bake.
No offense, you idiots didn't know shake and bake.
Hey, we did. What did the
right eye say to the left eye?
Oh,
I don't know.
What did it say?
Between you and me, something smells.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
Because it's the nose
Jesse,
that's
put
between
out
the
there,
eyes.
So here's the deal. I know Jesse wants
Shake
us to
bake.
Get our Pella Reed tape today because he's going on an early vacation. I'm giving us a 2.5-hour window. We have till 11:30. Put it out to our fans. I want your best dad joke. And that dad joke may make it in the Pella Read. You're not going to get paid anything for it, but we'll cite you afterwards. Can we do that, or is that wrong, Jesse?
No, ooh, it's fine.
Some of these are kind of gnarly. I can't really get it. What do you call a man with no shins?
What do you call him, Tao?
Shake and bake.
Tony. Tony.
No.
So
did you know that if you, because after this happened, you can ask
after
Google,
what happened?
After your shade and bake, that you can ask Google and she will tell you a joke. All you got to do is ask. And so I have been trying to stockpile some dad jokes, so I was ready for today. That was just one of several that I've got.
But now that you've got the book and you're crowdsourcing, you don't need me. I want both. Jason, you can win. Like, put your best stuff out there, and I'm open to that. Yeah. I just want to put the best product out there. It doesn't. It definitely isn't going to come from me. Not in this case, anyways. And there's too many cuss words in this book. I can't be dropping S-bombs on the live reads.
No, don't do that.
Like, what do you call a constipated detective? No blank, Sherlock. Like, I'd love to do that one, but I can't.
On this show, it would be no blank, blank. But be that as it may. All right, well, we'll
get
ready.
I wanted to let you know Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, obviously. Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. So, you told us yesterday that you were having some big tech issues, and in a remarkable display of restraint, because we had so many other topics that came out of nowhere yesterday, you said, no, let me save it for tomorrow, which in the in the nearly eight-year history of this show, I don't know how many times that's occurred.
And it doesn't go well when we try it.
No. So when the train gets moving, she keeps rolling. Yeah. There's not a ton of pit stops.
Like driving with you,
that's
as Sydney pointed out yesterday. What happened with you and your good, close, personal friend, Big Tech?
Okay, so y'all know I'm trying to fight the Big Tech machine as much as I can, right? I've been battling it, and it's a battle that I don't think we're going to win. We've seen movies that have been made 20 years ago that it's kind of coming to fruition in a lot of fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I talked about Penelope and the little bocce ball deal. I have one of the things we built our house. I don't even know how many years ago now, and no Alexa, not doing any of that stuff because not my deal. And it was funny when you're talking about Alexa.
Google,
speak. Hey, if you want to get Alexa, if you are an Alexa household, we'll Dean Tausch, all on board. I ain't. Mm-hmm. Never going to be. Never. We might. I'll say this. We are much more likely to get a dog than to ever get Alexa. Okay? Book that.
Wow. Are we any closer? By the way, before we get to Big Tech, are we any closer on the dog front? You tried to use an excuse not to do it.
So, no. I was so, trending in the right direction.
Oh, no.
My brother, he got a dog that we went up and visited him. The dog was great, cuddly. I was petting the dog.
Uh-huh.
I see how much joy it brings to my kids. Still a little bit nervous because we travel a lot and we do some stuff, and I want to make sure it's a good home for said dog. And I still don't love dogs. I love what they will do and how they'll be. And I'm sure once I get a dog, if we get a dog, it will be loved by us and blah, 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 blah. And then Sunday night happened.
Oh, no.
We were over at Old Baby Fresh's place playing bocce ball and getting beaten euchre and everything else.
Is there a dog?
And they've had
Penelope?
A dog. no, Rufus. I think it's.
Oh!
No, it's Leon. It's Leon.
That's not close
Leon,
to Rufus.
Which, I'm not going to lie to you.
Uncle
Leon. Old Boy is one of the most creative, just goofy, fun dudes you'll ever meet. And I said, why would you call your dog? No offense to the name Leon, but come on.
Lenny
was
taken.
That's the best you got. So the dog took up a ton of time. We were there for 3 or 4 hours. And he's sitting there, trying to train his dog yet. And I could tell this dog takes up an inordinate amount of time and energy. So I'm thinking, okay, the dog might be there for 2 months, right? It's a battle, right? You're training the dog, you're fighting, you're trying to get everything pieced together. You're still handing him little Scooby snacks and everything else. Good job taking a little poopy outside. Here's a little Scooby snack for you. All right, great. That's all cute. They've had this dog for 8 months. 8 months. And the dog is, it's a handful. It is an absolute handful. And after we left and got home, yesterday I told E, it wasn't a good night for you when it comes to, I know you won in euchre.
Jeez.
You beat us in bocce.
Oh, man.
We had a great time. Just hold up, let me finish. We had a great time, but the dog, it turned me off to getting a dog again. I'm just shooting straight with you. It turned me off to get
a
dog.
Hold up,
our good friend. We went and did a nice lake loop, which you lived in Madison for a while. You do the lake loop bike ride. It's 22 miles. We went over, and our good friend, former CFO of American Family Insurance, Danny Kelly, did a great bike ride with him. He saved my Did I tell you that he saved my life a couple bike rides ago? Did I tell you that?
No!
Wait, just give me 10 seconds to write down Big Tech, Danny Kelly saves Tausch's life, and dogs, so I make sure we cover all the ground.
You think when you retire, you change your name? Because I'm calling Dan Danny now, because I think he's a little more relaxed now that he doesn't have that high stress pressure. Well, so we bike.
Jay Wildy.
And Max came with us, and he was playing. So Sarah dropped Max off, and Eleanor and Sarah came in, and I was sitting out there waiting with Dan and Lena on their porch with their dog that they just got.
What story are we in the middle of right now?
I don't know. Big Tech.
Is this the dog story? The Big Tech story?
This is the dog
story. Or Danny Kelly saving your life?
I haven't. Danny Kelly saved my life because I was going to bike out onto the street.
No!
He pulled me back, and an old garbage truck just about killed old T. Had it not been for DK, old T is
would be D-E-A-D.
Bam Bam's. Yeah, yeah.
I'd see a garbage truck coming.
Oh my God!
Because you're out there just biking, enjoying, having a good conversation, and I digress. Anyways. Dan and Lena got a dog, and their dog, very trained, super adorable, cuddly, and Eleanor's doing it. So the pendulum of liking the dog and loving dogs and then not wanting to get a dog, and oh, my God, it's a lot of work, dog, I've hit the gambit of how that pendulum has been swinging. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
That's good.
We're already getting our.
You can't both stop to just read the joke.
Well, what are you doing posting it?
Well, you asked for them.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Not
what
right
are
now.
You thinking, Jesse? Like, what are you thinking by doing that?
My mom wanted me to call her new husband Dad, but I told her that's a faux pas. That's from Tucker in Wausau.
That delivery was a faux pas. Am I right?
Hey, you want to hear a good pizza joke?
Now that we're critiquing deliveries on every time, that was a faux pas.
Do you want to hear a good pizza joke?
Yep.
Never mind. It's too cheesy. It is time now.
All right. Are you ready? Because you have a list. I'm going to tell you when to insert it.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, it's always a great time to get your new windows or doors if you need to replace it with Pella windows and doors. And now is always a great time for a bad dad joke.
I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes. She gave me a hug.
Shade and bake. Shade and bake is what I would say. Well, you know what? Jason has a pretty good little dad joke, but my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they have a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, and no bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. The offer ends at the end of July, and I can't wait. We got 30 more days of dad jokes. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more. That was better than yesterday's dad joke. I would agree with that.
You know, you were talking about dogs earlier. I asked one of my dogs, what's 2 minus 2? She said nothing.
No. It's more of a math joke
Well, it's a dog joke. It's got a dog reference in there. All right. We will get to your dad jokes. We have now covered
Tausch. There's a lot. This dad joke book, very risque. Like, there's a lot of innuendo and poop and bathroom humor that goes with this dad joke book.
So that's why it's number one.
No.
A lot of twos. A lot of deuces.
So just to recap the first 19 minutes of the program, we were planning on hearing about your frustrations with Big Tech. Instead, we heard you essentially blame the poor training of, who's our guy again? Big Cheesy? What's his
Baby
name?
Fresh.
Baby Fresh.
Baby Fresh.
The poor training of his dog has now influenced Eleanor's chances of getting a dog.
I don't know if it's poor training. It's just that's part of having a dog.
If dogs,
that's
if
part
if,
of dog life.
I say this as someone who has poorly trained his dogs. It's not the dogs. It's the people. No offense to Baby Fresh.
So
I'm
you're blaming Baby Fresh?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be clear to Baby Fresh, who's an avid listener of the show, I'm blaming me that my dogs aren't better trained. Like, I'm soft. I don't do a good enough job of training them and
them
withholding Scooby snacks when they go poopy.
Yeah.
They do get treats, yeah. But again,
good-looking dogs.
I have not.
There's some good-looking dogs.
It requires a level of firmness as a trainer, and I lack that.
Okay.
And then on the other end, if you're a little too firm, that's also not doing it. So I'm just saying the chances are it's not the dog's fault. It's probably Baby Fresh's fault that the dog's not well trained. I say that knowing my own feelings. Now, the fact that it would influence whether or not Eleanor gets a dog is really disappointing to me.
Why?
Like, I feel like four or five gifts ago that I gave you was a dog basket full of items that you could use for your dog, and we still don't have a dog in the Tauscher household.
Yeah, correct. I'll say this. I was leaning a lot more dog life, and then Sunday happened, and I'm back to – I'm not going to say I'm back to square one because I'm not, but it's definitely –
Yeah, this is my concern. So anyway, to recap now the first 21 minutes of the program, we are taking your dad jokes, Tausch is back being down on dogs, Danny Kelly, saved Tausch's life, and the conversation about big tech that we intended to have has yet to occur.
I'll tease this out too. Windy day. Super windy day, and I got out e-biked by a different e-bike. And is e-biking, do you frown upon e-bikers? Do you look at them like they're motorcycles?
I feel like we established that a long time ago when you did like Bo Bikes
Which
Bam
one?
On an e-bike.
I did not do Bo Bikes Bam on an e-bike. I ended up getting an e-bike because I couldn't get the job done at Bo Bikes Bam with a regular bike.
There you have it.
For reference. Okay.
Tausch will tell us about how windy it is outside and maybe get to big tech and his e-bike next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get back to our stream of consciousness, Tausch, I do want to say this. I think you're a fantastic dad. Like, you coach your kids' teams. You're super engaged. Not all dads are like that. You don't let them pee because you want to drive home as quickly as possible. I think that's a setback. But otherwise...
That's not true. I told you I got the puppy dog. I got the puppy dog, guys, and I pulled over for my little baby.
You weren't happy about it.
Definitely.
I wasn't happy
It was against your will. It's so bad that my children refer to you when we don't stop. That's your reputation. But this dog thing is so disappointing to me. I really would appreciate it. If I'm not here to tell you what to do, but please, believe me, if there's one thing I'm aware of after all this time, it's that you're not going to do what I tell you to do. I just hope that another negative dog experience does not influence your ability to see the benefits there would be to the Tauscher family, Eleanor specifically, but really everyone. So, nothing against Baby Fresh. I didn't mean to throw him under the bus.
I'll say this. I've never met a family that's had a dog for a long time that hasn't loved the dog. Ever. So, I know. And I think it's just going to take... I think it's like a big old icicle. I'm just going to keep chipping. And at some point, it's going to chip down and it's going to fall. and it's going to break, and then the water spout will come back out, and it'll be. So mm-hmm. We'll keep chipping away.
All right, do you think we could get to this big tech thing, or did you want to save it for tomorrow?
It's not anything like outrageously big. I just am anti big tech, and again, the Alexa smart speaker at Old Boy's place. I see all the conveniences to it, and I still am like, I'm out. And an odd twist, I text somebody yesterday.
Danny Kelly?
Text message. No. I said, hey, I'm going to do this Lake Loop bike ride with Danny Kelly. Do you want to join us? And he said, I'd love to, but I'm taking my daughter and a couple of her friends too. And I'm not going to give away free advertising, but it's like a bouncy park. It's like all these water things down in the greater Wisconsin Dells area. I know the name of it. I'll have to go check. I don't really know the name of it. I have an idea if you said it. And I'll tell you this. I have never heard of this place before. And I go to the Dells a bunch. I love
Dells
a steak joint that I love that we're going down later in the summer too. Love it. Never heard of this place. And now I got Google popped up yesterday, bam, this place, because I sent the text message. And then somebody tweeted at me, random tweet, this is a place you need to go. And I'm thinking, how the heck do they know that? It's just, it continues to blow my mind that we're so open to just throwing all of our stuff. I'm trying to not do it, and I'm mm-hmm. still inundated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. I don't like the algorithms now where because I liked one post about Taylor Swift and sent it to Sid, or because I'm always saving these different basketball reels on Instagram, that now I'm missing things from the people that I actually follow because I have so many posts from things that I don't even follow that the algorithm is telling me I probably will like.
I think, unfortunately, the problem is you stay on a link too long. Like I think if you're like looking at Hawk Tua, the Hawk Tua girl that has been on social media all over the place.
Nelly.
Okay,
no,
I don't want to ask.
Nelly.
Oh, you're kidding. His Hawk Tua stuff. It's a weird deal. I don't know. It's crazy.
I've seen that phrase.
Don't ask.
Okay.
You got to be super careful here because I had a lunch yesterday with a prominent businesswoman in town, and it was brought up. And I was wondering to myself, how do I approach this? I've known her for a long time. We're good friends. I know her husband. What do you do there?
It was brought up by her?
Yes, it was.
Whoa,
and then I
Nelly.
Said, yeah, I don't even know where we could go with
okay,
this.
Okay,
I don't know
honestly,
how.
I don't.
You don't know the whole story
I saw
this?
That, oh I don't. God. I saw that this was trending, okay. And I honestly thought.
No.
As, it's an interesting
did AJ
deal.
Hawk it's, talk
no.
about Tua
no.
on Pat
No,
McAfee.
It is not. Let me. It does not have a lot to do with AJ Hawk or Tua Tagovailoa. I'll say that.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with Locke LaBelle?
No, it does not. Jason, it does not have anything to do with Locke LaBelle. I'm going to move on. We're going to Bryant Gumbel this. And I'm going to tell you
joke?
About the rebirth of an American treasure in Oconomowoc. Oh, the club at Locke LaBelle. It is one of my favorite tracks. And it was named best golf course in the state in 2021. Club at Locke LaBelle is open, and I just was down there. I've got my next tee time set for August. I'm heading down there with a couple of foursomes. And what I love about it, drive the 45 minutes to an hour down there. Enjoy yourself. Go grab yourself a cocktail, okay? Sit out on the porch. Look at it, and then you can go get a little putting green. You got the driving range. Go play the 18 great holes. Then I like scrambling. I think the final three holes, if you're interested in a good competitive scramble, two-man scramble, I don't know if there's a better track in the state to do that. Then you get done. You sit up there. Last time we were there, weddings. You have all that event space. You got the great food and just a beautiful view. And then the best part, you don't have a three-hour drive home. Boom. 45 minutes to an hour. Head to clubatlachlabelle.com to start your journey today.
All right, I've got some Googling to do.
Careful.
I don't think, I'm just going to tell you, if you Google, your algorithm is going to throw you into some places that you're probably, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what you're all up to, so go ahead. Go ahead and do it, Jason, and give us a report back.
I will. No, it sounds like I
should. We'll do a digi. Jesse, digi only on the Hawk Tua stuff, or what are you thinking?
Whoa, Nelly!
No.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next, but I don't think it'll be that. So stick around. Right. It's Will Dientausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Well, now that I've caught up on this story, I don't foresee us discussing it further.
It's kind of what I thought.
How about this, though? I am reading New York Magazine has
this road.
New York Magazine has a section called The Cut, in which they have different stories that are going about what's going viral right now.
I was very nervous for you right there.
And so I am now fully up to speed.
Okay.
Joshy sent a text saying, I don't know how anyone who's picked up a phone in the last 2 weeks didn't know this. You guys know I was off for a week. I don't use Twitter hardly at all anymore other than to reshare the things that we're showing on our program. I'm going to ask for some more dad
don't
jokes.
Don't do this one.
I'm sorry. I did see the phrase, and I knew that it was not A.J. Hawk talking about Tua, but that was the first thought I did have. So I'm glad we're all caught up on that.
Well, I just wish we could talk about Jordan Love's contract stuff, but I know you've been such a stickler against that, so we're trying to come up with some different thoughts.
So I saw our good buddy, Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV, had reached his tipping point in, like, May. And he sent me a clip of him talking on Cheesehead TV where he says this. This is not nearly as exhausting as some of the other stories that have carried nonstop through an off season. And my issue is certainly not, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but I like Jordan. I have no problem with him getting paid, and I really, I want him to be good. I have had the outlandish to some take that I want both him and Caleb Williams to be good so it can be fun for that rivalry to be a legit rivalry and not have it be so one-sided. Matt LaFleur 10-0 against the Bears. I'm not interested in that storyline. I want them both to be good, but I like the person he is. I'm hoping that he is a good player because he's a good person and because it's more interesting if he's really good. And I have no problem with Goody having been right about him and him getting paid. None of these reasons are why I don't want to talk about it. Why I don't want to talk about it is nothing has changed. I made the comment 2 weeks ago that I spoke to someone that works in the building who was going on vacation, and he said, I was going on vacation too, or staycation. And I said, the one thing that I don't want is for Jordan to sign his extension while I'm supposed to be off. Now, I didn't know that Ed Policy was going to be elevated to the next president, so I ended up working anyway. But he said, I don't think you have to worry about it. So my timeline and my expectation has been somewhere between July 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and the start of training camp. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's none of these other issues. I just don't think there's anything new under the sun. Now, here's an example of a Packers-related topic that caught my attention today because Jen, Gabe, and Chewy brought it up. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9 each weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Pro Football Focus released its list of the 10 best offensive lines in football. The Packers aren't on it. Now, some might say, no blank blank. They're not sure who their left tackle is. Their new starting right guard was a guy that was a disappointment his first year as a rookie third-round pick and was a rotational player last year. Their stud right tackle is coming off of ruptured pectoral muscle. And their center is a guy that we all are thinking on this program. They are waiting till he becomes a free agent, and they're going to replace him. So I wasn't surprised that they weren't a top 10 offensive line. But it did cause me to think, how good does their offensive line have to be to allow Jordan Love to be as good as he is capable of being? Because those who listen to this program have heard Tausch say millions of times how it wasn't a coincidence that Jordan Love's play improved once they got things settled on the offensive line. So all I was saying yesterday, because I always regret tweeting. Always. Because people think they know what I'm thinking, and they don't. And I get blowback that I don't want to read. My point was simply, nothing has changed. There are so many other things to talk about Packers-related, which you let me know that you did while I was gone.
Well, no, I took offense to the fact that it was, well, you haven't done this, and you haven't done this, and you were gone for a while. I said, you know what, we did talk about this, and there are a lot of other storylines. But the point is, and even somebody that loves talking O-line like I do, and when we get Balog on, it's fun. You get to break things down, and
yeah.
I get to hear how he views it. I get to see, it's a vital part of it. We all know the quarterback drives the bus, man. That's just how it is. And, you know, the movie, what was the movie with Sandra Bullock in it?
The Blind Side.
No, where they're driving the bus around, and they got to keep the bus going.
She's also on the Blind Side, which is about the left tackle.
I understand
the
Blind Side. There's nothing about a bus with the Blind Side.
Speed. No, you said, what's the movie that Bullock is in? We were talking about offensive line play. I'm sorry.
No, I said with the bus. Jesse, did I not say with the bus?
Well,
I'm pretty sure I started to say the Blind Side while you were saying with the bus.
Michael Orr was a big fella. I don't know if anyone ever called him the bus.
No, that was Jerome Bettis. All right, so.
That's pretty good, Jesse.
So, the film is Speed. Now, do you have any idea what you were talking about before I distracted you?
My point is, they weren't talking about the people fixing the bus tires or, you know, the people on the back of the bus. They were bit players in the bus in that movie Speed.
Right.
It was about Sandy getting that bus, making sure it was going 45.
Wildcat, that wildcat.
And jumping cliffs.
Yep.
Jordan loves Sandra Bullock.
I don't think they jumped
that. Jordan Love is driving the bus. So, yes, there's all these other intermediate.
Bullock. Jordan Love is Keanu Reeves. He's the hero of the film.
Who's driving the bus? Sandy Bullock is driving the bus. Anyways, there's all these other intermediate pieces of the movie and that all make this thing go. But Jordan Love needs to have it's got to be going 55. You got to have the tires and everything else lined up. And that's from an O-line standpoint. Jordan Love's season flipped. Jordan had to get some experience. There were going to be growing pains. We all said that all offseason, regular season, the whole bit. But had the O-line not improved, and I'm telling you, it was Elgton Jenkins getting healthy and Zach Tom getting healthy. Because I watched that Amazon Prime game on a Thursday night and thought, we stink. We can't block anybody. Jordan's under attack. He's not. And then all of a sudden you start wondering, is this going to, you know, how is this going to affect him? Is he going to start seeing ghosts? When you get hit a bunch, you can get a little bit, you don't want to be in a position. You don't want to be in a position. I don't think you fully have read those articles, if that's where you're going to drop that. You want that quarterback to be able to stand up, read things, make plays, and build confidence. And at that point in the season, there was nothing confident building about it. And had you not improved the run game and the O-line, Jordan Love would not be sitting here going to be ready to cash in a $60 million check. Just like if Sandy Bullock got that speedometer 155, we wouldn't have been celebrating how they were able to manufacture and survive and get all those hostages out of that bus, because the bus would have blown up and the season would have been over and we'd be looking at a whole new quarterback. That's how I'm bringing it all back to Sandy Bullock and speed.
Okay. I want to ask.
Pretty good. Don't be smugly shaking your head, old boy.
You've had so many good ones. That was not one of them.
How is that not one of them?
No. All right, please don't. Okay.
If you're ranking Sandy Bullock movies, she won her Oscar for The Blind Side. I don't know if she was ever better than in Speed. She's frantic. She's then calming. Like, she went through a range of emotions. She didn't ask to drive the bus. She got forced into it because old boy got stabbed or shot. She had to step up. Range. The range of Sandy was in it's probably at its best in that movie.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper outstanding in that film.
She was at her best in Miss Congeniality.
She played a detective. She played a detective
and a beauty pageant contestant.
Yeah.
Range.
That's more than the range of just being an average everyday citizen on a bus that has to take over and go through some pretty crazy scenarios. To save people.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right.
The proposal with your guy, Ryan Reynolds?
I have to admit, for her rom-com, that was pretty good. That was pretty, pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good in Crash, too. All right. So, I had a real question that I wanted to ask about the offensive line. Well, you'll have to stay tuned, because I'm going to ask it next. After I tell you that you can sleep organic sleep with Steinhoffel's avocado mattresses. Stop in and experience the ultra plush comfort of an avocado mattress exclusively at Steinhoffel's. Avocado mattresses are made from non-toxic, natural, and certified organic materials designed to provide superior comfort and support for a healthy night's sleep. You can shop them in-store, or you can check them out online at steinhoffels.com.
I got a question.
Of course you do.
I am fascinated by that read.
Sure.
So you're telling me, does it smell like avocados?
Hey, old boy.
I'm curious. Like, that is a great read. I got a lot of questions about it.
I will reach out to Danny and Chad and ask them for more information on the avocado mattress. The first question you'd like me to ask is, do they smell like guacamole?
I'm curious how you don't think that's interesting. This sounds like something Tom Brady would be going with.
I would have bet any money Tausch was going to have follow-ups to that reading.
I knew that before I started reading. But I have a follow-up to the Speed Sandra Bullock offensive line Jordan Love contract topic, and I will ask that question of Tausch next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
It doesn't look like there's any wiltage coming.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think this is going to be a team that gets better and better as their youth gets more and more experience.
Covering the crew all summer on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm ready to the stars, ready to go far, I'm star walking.
I will admit, because this is what we do on this show, we admit our biases, that one of them is, I like the offensive line, guys. I was saying this to Balaga last night on the Homer Hour, the best 60 minutes
Which
of your
group
life.
Do you get the least out of? You get the most out of your own line for your stories.
Yeah, no doubt.
You've gotten a second career. I've thrown you a lifeline by doing the show with you and helping you with all the stuff that I...
So you couldn't even make it through that whole show
snap.
Without laughing.
What group? Now, there's a little bit of truth.
Believe me. When I came up with the idea of you doing this show, I knew that I was doing myself a favor if we could get you to do it. Yeah.
So what group have you gotten the least out of in your 28 years?
So there have been some really good defensive line quotes. Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson. Kenny Clark has won our Mully Award for being a stand-up guy. But that is a group that is pretty hit or miss. Like your guy, Carl Brooks, really nice guy.
Love him.
Doesn't have any interest in talking to us. Like, in fact, His locker is
right. Is it because he's not playing a ton? Is that because
because he had some really good moments last year.
He did.
Which merited talking to him. And, like, Elgton Jenkins was, I think, both figuratively and literally twisting his arm trying to get him to talk to us. Because they have lockers next to each other, and Elgton really likes him. And Elgton, as a young player, didn't have a whole lot of interest in talking to us either. And so I would say the defensive line would be one group where I have not mined a lot of good interviews. And then another position where, because corners love to talk, so that's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But the safeties, you know, Adrian Amos was another stand-up guy. He talked all the time, but he very infrequently said things. Darnell Savage didn't have much to say. Rudy Ford, there was a talker, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But I would say the safety group, and I'm hoping that Xavier McKinney changes that for us with him taking over. All right, I do want to ask this, though. How good, if they're not top 10,
yeah,
just how good does the offensive line have to be for Jordan Love to be as good as we think he's capable of being?
Middle of the road? Is for... No, I think they weren't middle of the road Thanksgiving
I don't think so either.
I think agree. They were. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I watch a lot of football during the NFL season, and I watch a lot of offensive lines, and I've seen a lot of groups give up a lot more than what the Green Bay Packers do. Now, is it the most dominant run-blocking unit? No, it's not. Were there a lot of struggles, especially early in last season? Absolutely. But I thought Josh Myers, for as much as people were giving him grief in September, October, I thought he played a lot better in the second half, especially December, January. Elgton Jenkins a dog. Zach Tom's a dog. I don't know how many other O-lines got two dogs that are playing for him. And now the big question is going to be, is Rashid Walker going to be good enough to be your everyday, every snap left tackle and not needing to give help? Because Jordan Morgan, the young guy, he moves well. He's fluid. Mm-hmm. They're going to try and figure that piece of it out depending on Zach Tom's injury. So I think if this group can play like they did from the Thanksgiving morning to the San Francisco finale, maybe pick up the consistency a little bit. Yeah, this group is really good. And I heard what Bulaga said on the Homer Hour yesterday. He's 100% right. If this group plays like that, Jordan Love's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, I don't think we'll see the reversion back to how inconsistent he was in September, October. But he won't be the same player. Because I don't care who you are. Tom Brady lit up every team in the entire league in 07. You know who he didn't light up? The 19th game when Justin Tuck and Stray and OC were getting after him. A pass rush and a group that the New England could not block them. And Tom Brady could not throw it. The most dynamic offense in the world put up 14 points, and they scored 7 of them at the end of the game. So all of that, quarterback play is vital, but if you can't block people, ask Patrick Mahomes, who's now kind of revered as that second great GOAT. How do you do against Tampa when he had no O-line in that Super Bowl? How'd Aaron Rodgers do when he didn't have his left tackle?
Mm-hmm.
And Tampa had some dogs coming at him. So if they're as good as they were then, and Matt LaFleur understands how to, you know, structure things, and he obviously does, Jordan Love's going to be really good. And I think this offensive line, concerned a little bit about some depth, concerned a little bit, is Sean Ryan going to be the guy? Can he elevate himself and just be the every down, I'm taking every snap, bump, bump, bump? Those are your question marks.
Yep. We have more questions to answer in the 10 o'clock hour, including what we are teasing on the headline for our video stream. Is Jordan Love a top 10 clutch quarterback? I guess that's not talking about his contract, so that will work for me. Plus, we've got appear.
I think my answer will surprise you on that. I didn't even know that was going to be a topic today, but I still have an answer for you.
It's one of the reasons why it's great that you don't read the show sheet.
But you knew we were going to go to Sandra Bullock?
Nobody. I brought up Sandy. Yeah.
What do you call a row of rabbits taking one step backwards? A receding hairline. That's from Jamie and Mequon, who clearly has more time on his hands now that he doesn't have to worry about the trifecta website.
Yeah.
That could be back in play.
Maybe.
You know what? I think I feel worse about the Bucks opportunity than any of the other teams. And 2 years ago, they're the only ones that won a championship. What a world we live in, eh?
Life comes at you fast, and so do professional sports. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will come at you quickly in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.